Hello, listeners, and welcome. This is Mel, and I'm going to switch things up a bit and tell you a scary story. Now, my scary story is actually based on an experience I've had. You don't have to believe it. I don't expect you to. Everything's subjective, right? But I do have a question for you. Do you know how it feels to be hunted? Because I do. This story happened when I was about 13, 14 years old. I'm originally from Louisiana, born and raised in the country. And when I mean country, I mean fields, woods, trees, the people around you are family, that sort of thing. I was playing in the backfields behind my house one night. It was summer. I remember the lightning bugs were starting to come out, and the grass was high because they hadn't cut it yet for hay. And the sun was setting, and I was off in my own little world. And it slowly started to become dark, and I remember looking up at the sky and watching the clouds pass, not paying attention, obviously, as kids are lost in their own world all the time. And then it was night, and I heard something in the trees. And then I heard it get closer into the grass. And I sat up. I looked around and I couldn't see anything, but the hairs on my neck stood. And on my arms. And everything inside me started to panic. I stood up. Couldn't see very well in the dark, obviously, but my mind started to scream, run, run as fast as you can. I can make out the light of the porch, a field away. And then I heard the rustle once more, closer, and I ran. I ran as far and as fast as I could, knowing that the sanctuary of home was within reach, hopefully. And while I never saw it, I could hear it following me. The rustle, the thrash of grass behind me. I ran. I leapt the porch steps and I immediately opened the door to the house and slammed it shut behind me. Again, I never saw what it was, but I knew that if I stopped, if I looked back for just even a moment, it would get me. And looking back on it now, me seeing like it was just a child's overactive imagination, but there were marks in the field the next day when I looked. Tracks. I couldn't make out what they were, but tracks leading all the way to my steps. Make it as you will, good listener. And with that, I bid you sweet dreams.